You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Now, see your clothes wash that new Oxidol white with new white Oxidol. It's the greatest Oxidol ever. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Whiter than ever before. The whitest Oxidol wash in Oxidol history. Next wash day, see for yourself. You'll see such a difference in the whiteness of your clothes, your shirts and towels and sheets. You'll find it hard to believe. But thousands of women agree.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, sensational new white Oxidol gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. What's more, you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside, and get the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. As long as you keep on using new white Oxidol, this wonderful new whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes. And new white Oxidol is truly safe. Colors actually seem to come to life. Cotton prints and blouses and play suits wash sparkling bright. Now, the very first time you see the brilliant white wash, the beautifully bright wash it gives you, you'll make new white Oxidol a wash day habit, so get some. Your dealer has it now. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, Ma had an inspiration tonight. Joseph has felt so very put out about things, especially about the fact that he hasn't been able to see Ann Morrison since the night of their big date over at the country club. Ma decided that maybe it would be a good idea to have Ann and Mr. Sinclair over for supper. She hoped that maybe it would ease his mind a little, convince him that he's been acting kind of young and dramatic about his great romance with the glamorous visitor from back east. Well, it's now 5:30 in the afternoon. And over at the Rushville Center House, we find Ma's two guests for the evening, Ann Morrison and Alfred Sinclair, having a cocktail before starting out. Listen.
Alfred, darling, do you think I'd shock anybody or disgrace us if I had another martini before we take off for Ma's?
Suppose I leave that to you, Ann. Do you think you'll disgrace us?
Well, I've only had just this one, and this is going to be a bit of an ordeal for me. I don't think so at all. I'll have one.
All right. Mr. Finnegan, two more, please. The same. Thank you.
What time is it, Alfred?
Just 5:30. I told Ma we'd be there at 6.
Don, and I wish you hadn't told her we'd come over tonight. I hate situations, and this gives every promise of developing into one.
My sweet, the situation has already developed. I'm hoping that tonight we can clarify it a bit.
Is Joseph going to know beforehand that we'll be coming to dinner?
Oh, I imagine Ma will have told him before we arrive. Yes, certainly.
Well, I hope so. Because to walk in and yell surprise, look who's here, is apt to be a little rough on him.
You're really very fond of him, aren't you, Ann?
I was. I guess I'm just scared now. Oh.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Finnegan. Just put them on my bill. Well, your health, my sweet.
Thank you, darling. My health can use it. It ain't what it used to be. No, Alfred, I'm very confused. Maybe it's your darn Rushville Center. You can't get lost in the crowd here. There's no crowd to get lost in. Everything is strictly out in the open, all between you and your own conscience. I don't have to tell you this. You know the pattern very well. I started out just to play around with Joseph. And then that darned earnestness of his, it got me. It was pleasant for a while. You know how I adore being treated like a goddess. People have time here, Alfred. And Joseph had time. Time to think of me 24 hours a day. And that was very pleasant for a while. Unfortunately, he wanted me to do the same.
Well, what about tonight?
Why, what do you mean?
Just what I say. Ma has asked us there for a purpose.
Oh. Well, don't worry, darling. I shan't rub salt in Joseph's wounds, if that's what you mean.
In part, yes.
Darling, I want to get out of Rushville Center, but I want to get out with clean hands for once. So I shall write Feeney to Joseph's adoration as painlessly for him as possible.
I love you very much, Miss Morrison.
Thank you, sir. I love you.
Ma's asked us over there tonight for a reason, a couple of reasons. One, she hasn't mentioned, but I know, and she knows that I know, what she has in mind. In the first place, Joseph was very bitter over the fact that he couldn't get in touch with you after your date the other night. That was my fault. I've told Ma that. I told her that I insisted you just didn't talk to the boy again. Now, I think that can be cleared up so he doesn't feel so bitter on that score. The other reason Ma's invited us tonight, well, she didn't put this in so many words, but I think that she's hoping that Joseph, seeing you and me together tonight, well, you know what I mean.
Oh. Oh, I see. We're to demonstrate to Joseph by playing very palsy-walsy and lovey-dovey with each other.
Oh, for heaven's
sake.
That
he really doesn't have a chance. That you and I word that away about each other all the time.
Anne, will you listen to me?
Well, I think it's a dirty trick, Alfred.
Will you please let me finish?
No, I won't let you finish. Breaking the poor kid's heart like that.
You don't know what you're talking about. You sound as though I'm trying to feather my nest at Joseph's expense, and that's not true. Joseph's gone beyond all reason where you're concerned. Ma merely hopes, I know that's in the back of her mind, that seeing us together tonight will point that up for Joseph, make him examine his emotions for you a little more, well, realistically.
Well, I don't like it.
What don't you like? You do admit, don't you, that it's wise that Joseph had certain facts brought to his attention.
Well, what kind of facts?
Well, A, that you're a good 5 or 6 years older than he is.
Oh, Al.
And B, that your income runs into the thousands as compared to his in the hundreds.
Well, so what?
And don't you understand that somewhere in the back of Joseph's mind is the hope that someday, somehow, he can marry you? And need I point out to you that that's absolutely impossible?
Oh, Alfred, stop it. You don't have to point out anything. I know all about my marital status.
All right, Anne. But you can't just say these things to Joseph. You could tell him about your age and income from now till doomsday. He wouldn't be at all impressed. Obviously, you're in no position to tell him anything else about yourself without having it really break his heart. Now, don't you think it's kinder by far for us just to go over there, be ourselves? We can talk about our plans, places we're going, people we know.
No. I don't like it, Alfred. I think it's nasty and underhanded.
But why? As far as Joseph's concerned, you and he are the only two people in the whole world. He adores you. No one else exists. Now, we've got to show him he's all wrong.
I still don't like it. Maybe I'm just not smart, and I don't understand what you're driving at, you and Ma. But I don't like it. Alfred, we've tortured the boy too much already. My suddenly going into retirement so he couldn't even talk to me.
I've told you that I was wrong
about
that.
Well, I'm not going to hurt him again. I just won't do it. I'm not going over there tonight. You go ahead, but I'm not.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. But I don't think you've got the answer at all. You go ahead. You go on over to Ma's. I'll stay here and imbibe martinis.
Now, Anne, look.
Alfred, I just don't think the way you want to do it is right at all. I'll stay here and figure out my own way of breaking the news to Joseph.
And now, a few minutes later, over at Ma's, having finished her preparations for supper, she's gone on upstairs to her room to tidy up. When she hears a door slam down the corridor. Puzzled at the intensity of the sound, she goes to the door of her room and calls,
Faye, is that you, child?
Oh. Man, it couldn't have been the wind.
Paulette, honey, is that you slamming the door?
Oh, it was Joseph.
He's come home. Oh, fine. I was beginning to worry maybe he wouldn't get here in time for supper. Joseph? Is that you in there, son? Joseph?
Huh? Yeah, Ma, it's me.
Can I come in, son?
Okay, just a minute.
Good evening, dear. Oh, we've been on pins and needles waiting for you to come home for supper. Did you see Faye downstairs?
No, I slipped right on upstairs. I wanted to be alone for a bit. Heard some voices out in the kitchen. Didn't know who was there, though. Didn't feel like making conversation.
Well, it was just Faye with Paulette. No doubt she's giving you her supper. Faye's been in bed most of the day. She's had a cold.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Oh, well, she's better now. She got up for supper. Maybe you'd like for me to go away too, son?
Oh, no. No, Ma, I didn't mean that at all.
Oh, well, it's all right. A man has a right to be alone for a bit, rest up with his thoughts after a hard day's work.
Ma.
Yes, Joseph?
I don't suppose this is news anymore. Only happened about a half hour or so ago, but the way the town's been blabbing about my affairs the last couple of days, Ma, I quit today.
You what, son? You quit what, Joseph?
My job at the dairy. I quit. I told Alf Pierce I wasn't going to work for him anymore. Let me be honest. I guess I was fired.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Women are saying it all over the country. So will you when you try sensational new white Oxidol. It's the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Just pour some into your hand. See how white this new Oxidol is. But the important thing is, new white Oxidol washes clothes whiter than ever before.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, you're right. It's white. New white Oxidol gives you the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. The whitest Oxidol wash in history. Even when you dry your clothes inside. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Your clothes keep this new whiteness, too, just as long as you use new white Oxidol. And it's truly safe. Washable colors actually come out brighter. So next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. Your dealer has it now. New white Oxidol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash.
Well, tomorrow, Joseph tells Ma how he came to give up his job at the dairy. And also to register a pretty surprising reaction to his lady love, Ann Morrison. But now this is Charlie Warren, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.